Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining the Friday Nightcap. I'm sorry for my tardy and letting that music play all the way through. Hi, Taylor. How are you doing?
Hello. Hello. How are you?
Hey. I'm good. I would like to thank Ms. Janelle Monae for that new song, Yoga, that just came out because it is hilarious to my heart. It's hilarious. Yeah. And it's new music from her, and it's something new that she tried out. So I like it. It's Friday. Ooh, yeah, Friday.
It's Friday.
Thank God for the weekend, honey. Listen.
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. My head hurts so bad for the last 3 days. But thank God the weekend is here and I get to sleep in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry. I just had a movie. Okay. So we are not even going to, you know, get into all that. We're just gonna say, hey, this show is going to be slightly PG-13, maybe. I don't know. We never know where we go here on this here night, on the Friday night, Carol. We never know where the road may take us. So just please understand if we say anything offensive. Yeah, it's just us. We do that kind of thing. We say offensive things sometimes. So we're just going to kind of, we're going to talk relationships tonight. We're not even really going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Have some talk. Right now, it's some girl talk. Okay. So, last week, we promptly decided not to have a show because my co-worker's here. Don't like it when I'm in a mood.
No. And we weren't, dealing with it.
Mm-mm.
We weren't going to deal with it. Not going to do it.
That's okay. I love my coworkers. They felt like I needed a night off. So that's fine. So the first question that was actually supposed to be for last week, we were talking about how long should it take to forgive someone. Am I right? Is that what this
mm-hmm.
topic was? Yes.
Or not necessarily how long does it take, but just forgiving in general. Like, are you a forgiving person? Do you hold grudges? Yeah, that was kind of my take on it. Because
Go on. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So, listen. I didn't grow up all the way yet.
Okay.
I didn't. I hold grudges. I'm sorry. I try not to, but I do. And I don't mean to, but I do. Like it'll sit with me for at least 2 weeks.
How long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
It'll sit with me 2 weeks. And then, like, sometimes the more I think about it, it just sits back there. And I feel some type of way about it all over again. But my thing is, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to get me to that point to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get me to that point, like where we have an issue, and even though I might say, you know, like, it's cool or whatever, I still, I got a problem with you. I'm going to be civil. Like, I'm not going to embarrass you or nothing like that. I'm not going to cause a scene when I see you, but just know that we got an issue.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we got an issue. And I was thinking kind of also, just as women, are we too forgiving? Are we too forgiving? Because that's something I'm kind of struggling with now, because I feel like maybe I'm being too forgiving, but I still want to be a little bit on team petty and hold a grudge and be mad. I do. I'm trying to grow up. I'm trying. It's hard.
You know, maybe I've grown a little. Maybe I'm a little bit more grown up than you.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Because
okay.
depending on the situation, I could possibly hold a grudge, but not for too long. 2 weeks, I'm not going to do that. Well, let me take that back. Let's talk about my former life. Let's talk about that. Okay. I was horrible in my former life.
Let's go. Wait a minute. Your former life. Wait, what?
Yes. Before Before I grew up, I had a former life.
Okay.
All right. Honey, I can hold grudges. That 2 weeks that you were talking about, let's talk years. Let's talk years. Because once I was one of those people where once you did something to me, your ass is grass. Oops, sorry. You know, that's what you were. I didn't care about you going forward. I don't care if you said I'm sorry from the top of the highest building in the world. I don't care. I didn't care. I just knew that karma was a bee, and that when she came back around for you, I'll be sitting there beside her taking a good old laugh. That was my former life.
Okay.
That's what. And I get where you say, you know, I can hold a little grudge.
Oh, honey, listen, horrible.
But anyway, I grew up. I found my way, and I became this person that you see today. Yes. And now I don't even get if I get mad at. Morning. I promise you, once midnight hit, going into the next day, I ain't thought nothing else about what you just said to me. Because I was like, you know what? You're not going to destroy any other piece of my day. So you may have destroyed this day, but you will not take tomorrow as well. So I learned how to just like, you know what? Forget it. It may not even be forgiveness. It may be just as, forget that. I'm not even going to waste my time, space, or energy on being mad at you because you decided to be ignorant at this point. So I just kind of moved past it. And so it took, when it came down to learning how to forgive, forgiveness is not for for the other person. It's actually for you, because when you forgive, it opens up more for you because now you're not worried. Now, I will not tell you to forget because I don't want you to be a dummy and do it again. But you have to forgive for yourself so that you can move on and you can be a better person, because that person is out here thinking, oh, I can go just do whatever I want to do, and, you know, I'm going to go around hurting everybody else, and here you are still hurting behind them, and you haven't forgiven, but they're still doing what they want to do. They don't care that they hurt you. You're just like, okay, I forgive it and move past. So that's why I say I've grown up a little bit. Just keep it.
See, I want to be like you when I grow up, because I didn't get that far yet. Because I'm still in the petty side. I'm still, I haven't grown up yet.
I think that it takes, it's a learning process. You know, it's, everybody's learning process is not the same. I had to learn it. Like, seriously, I had to say, you know what? Me being mad at this person, what is it doing to me? It's giving me headaches. It's making me mad every time I see their face. I mean, if I'm going to have to see this person, I'm going to have to figure out, okay, I got to forgive, because I can't let this petty crap. I'm going to give you an example. And it's so funny that we're talking about this. So there was this girl that I knew growing up. Like, me and her were like friends. And I considered her to be one of my closer friends growing up, you know. And one of my best friends was like, you know what, I don't really know about her. And I was like, but she's a good person. I kept telling you, she's a good person, you know. The person you know and the person I know are maybe two different people. We don't know. So we grow up, we're going off to college, I'm meeting new people, I'm falling in love, I'm doing all the things that I'm supposed to do when I go to college, right? Among other things. But
Did you study is the question. Did you study?
Girl, I went to school. I paid too much money. Wait a minute.
Okay.
I paid too much money not to go to class. I went to school.
All right.
So,
all right.
And they got all their money, okay? So, yeah. I, you know, and something happened, and I found out that she was trying to mess with a guy that I knew. Not necessarily that I knew, like to say, okay, oh, I know him. No, this person was in my life and was going to be in my life for a long time, type, no doubt, like guy.
Uh-uh.
And, you know, she tried to kind of hide it, you know, but being the guy that he was to me, he told me. So I was like, okay. That right there solidified the end of our friendship for me. Like, mm-hmm. I can't trust you. Oh, no, I can't trust this. So for a long time, tell you it had to be about 10 years after that incident happened, about 10 years, I saw her. And
mm-hmm.
the first thing she wants to say is, you know, I'm so sorry that I did this to you. I said, you know what? If you would have came to me about 5 years ago,
I might have bust you in your face.
Girl, what?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to bust in her face in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay. I was like, you know what? I get it. And she was like, oh, I really wish that our kids could get to know each other. Mm-mm. No, ma'am. I forgive them the fact that you did what you did. But I'm not going to forget the fact that's what you did. I don't know what you're teaching your kids about friendship. So therefore, I can't do that. But I forgave. And then I saw her again. And she introduced me to her husband. And she was like, oh, this is my husband. This is my friend from high school. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen her in so long. You know, we used to be so tight. I just smiled and said, hey girl, listen, you know, if you want to reach out to me, you know how to get in contact with me. My number's still the same. If you acting like this, just reach out to me. I ain't heard a word. I think that she was thinking that I was going to be like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not
mm-hmm.
that person at this point now. I'm more of the, okay, I can give you a chance. I have no problem with you. Like, obviously you're trying to grow up. I'm going to give you that opportunity. But if I say something on my Facebook page and you take it as if I'm talking about you, no, I'm not talking about you. I could care less about you and your life at this point. I am speaking in general. Now, if it just so happens to be something that you have done, don't put that on me. Put that on yourself, Ricky Bobby, because that ain't got nothing to do with me. So, and you know, I see her sister every now and again. I speak to her sister, but I don't ask about her. Because first, I'm like, guess what? She don't benefit me none. So what's the point? What is the point at all?
I get it. I absolutely get it. I just, I was in that situation. I had a friend, and she was a coworker. Like, we used to hang out all the time. We hung out. We were so close. And what wound up happening was that I found out she was trying to get with my boyfriend, and I just stopped speaking to her. And it's been some years now. My daughter is 4, so yeah, it's been about 4 years now. I have not seen her, spoken to her. I've seen her twice since then. And it was like real civil.
Like, I didn't cause a scene or nothing, and I left it at that.
Oh, wait a minute. What we're not going to do is my phone line disconnect me. We're not going to do that tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I apologize for that. Please forgive me. Exercise your forgiveness at this point right now. I don't know what just happened with my phone, so who knows. But, so yeah, what were you saying? I apologize.
That's okay. I had a situation, the same thing. A friend and a coworker of mine, she was trying to get with my boyfriend. And, yeah, and I stopped speaking to her behind it. And it's been about 4 years since I've seen her. It's been about 4 years since we were, like, really good friends. Like, we were friends, like, I would watch her daughter. She would watch my son. I was always at her house. She was always at my house. Like, we went out together. It was just, like, we did everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I saw her, and I was just kind of like, okay. The first time I saw her, I didn't say anything to her. She saw me, and she wind up, she tried to cause a scene because she wound up asking me about my boyfriend when she saw me. Because she was kind of like, oh, you know, how's he doing? What?
Always one.
So
always.
I was, see, but what saved her was the fact that I was with my kids. So I was like, you know, okay. So the next time I saw her, it was just me and her. And she was like, oh, hi, how are you? And, I'm fine. Well, how's the kids? They're fine. How's your daughter? She's fine. Oh, wow. I heard you got twins now. Yep. That's so sweet. Yep. Okay, bye. And I left it at that. And,
right,
like,
right.
people have been, they've been, you know, sending me messages on Facebook like, well, so-and-so was trying to get in contact with you. No. Just the same way you sent me a message and we're not friends on Facebook, you could send her, like, she can do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what people have been taught. Like, I just have to learn just to forgive. I just had to. Because
mm-hmm.
I refuse to have bad days because you decided to ruin it. Just like, you know how I get mad about the little ladies that I work with. But some days I'll just be glad that she don't come to work. I'll be glad. Like today I was glad. I'm glad she ain't coming with today. She ain't bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. But, yeah. So I think that it's something that you have to continue to grow at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You'll find what helps you forgive quicker than, you know, for yourself. You will. So I can't put a time period on it. Like, girl, you're going to forgive in 10 minutes. No. I can't give you that. But I can say it is a process, and once you learn that process for yourself, honey, listen, you're going to have some awesome moments and days. You're going to be like, does she even care? Yeah, I care, but I just ain't going to spend my time on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, kind of jumping in to the next conversation, because this question was posed to me by a guy. And it was so funny that they would have this conversation with me. And it was about, you know, the question was, why do people take so long to decide that they want to be in a relationship? I was thinking, why do you want to have this conversation with me? I'm not really the person you had this conversation with. Because, you know, I am a slow mover when it comes to relationships. I am very slow about it. I am blind. I would be the first one to tell you I am blind to my own life. I see nothing. I can tell you all the stuff about yours and help you in your life, but I can't do squat for myself when it comes to relationship. What? I don't know if a guy thinks I'm cute. I don't know any of that. Like, on some real stuff, I don't know. Prime example, I'm in the club with my best friend. You know he likes to go clubbing? I'm like, hey, I'm coming along with you too. You know, and every time that we go to the club together, one, somebody always thinks he's my boyfriend. No, that is not my boyfriend. No, I am not interested. And no, don't ask me again. and there's always these guys that are like, oh, man, you see Shorty over there and whatever I'll have on. And he'll be ear hustling because my best friend is an ear hustler. And he's like, man, that dude is over there talking about your ass. What? What are you talking about? He's like, you didn't hear him talking? I'm sorry. I'm too busy dancing in my own little world to be worried about what anybody else got to say about me. That's how bad it is that I don't pay attention to anything that goes on around me when it comes to me. That I know that's horrible. I know it shouldn't be that way. But when I'm in my own little world, just me, myself, and I. Like Beyonce said, that's all I got in the end. So, why is it that it takes us so long to really say, okay, I'm ready to be in a relationship? For me, it's because I have to gain this type of trust for you, and I can't go in full speed ahead, honestly, to the point of I trust you. I got to get to know you. I got to, you know, pay attention to the things that you're doing around me. I'm not one of them people like, oh, he likes me today, we're in a relationship tomorrow. I'm not one of them people. Not that person. I'm just not. So, yeah, it takes me a little bit of time. And this particular person was telling me, you know, like you should know within the first 3 months of meeting someone that, you know, you want to be in a relationship with them. I said, okay, I guess so. Like, I know that I like you. If I didn't like you, you wouldn't be here. That's just for me. Let's see. I wouldn't spend time with you if I didn't like you, because I'm the queen of I don't want to go nowhere. If I don't like you, I'm not going nowhere with you. Something about you has to make me like you. Like, you can't just be cute. Like, your looks ain't going to get you but so far. They might get you in the dough, but they ain't going to keep you in the house. So, that's me. And it takes me a little bit of time. Like, I have to feel you out. Like, if you got kids, I got to make sure your kids ain't bad, you know. I got to make sure you got a schedule that I can work with when it comes to this work thing. Now, there's so many different things that go in line for me. So, that's why it takes so long. Heck, I was talking to somebody. It took me a year. Okay. Hey, you listening to me? For this one particular person, it took a year, one full year, for us to say, hey, I like you. Now, we talked on the phone, we text messaged, we hung out. It took us a year to figure out, oh, we like each other. It took us another 6 months to have sex. Like, call me slow. I don't care what you say. But that's how it worked for me.
So,
and we're, I mean, even though we dated for a little bit, you know, we're still friends. So I guess since that year was there, we built that foundation of saying, hey, we have a genuine friendship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm really not one of them people. Meet him today in a relationship with him tomorrow, marry him next week. I'm not that person. I'm not it. I got to know all your I got to know some of your background. I got to know who your people are.
Absolutely.
Crazy, honey, listen. You could be certified as crazy. And I will tell people that you don't know a person all the time. Like, you still don't know a person after you marry them. Like, you're supposed to get, you learn something new about that person still, even if you've been married 10 years. You still get to know that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not
absolutely
the person to say you're just going to know them in that year. Please don't take that away from this conversation. Take the other part away. That you ain't gonna know everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. So, what kind of timeline do you think somebody should be ready to be in a relationship with someone?
I don't know. That's hard for me to answer because I don't know. I guess it depends on the person. I think it just depends on the person and what both of your intentions are.
Yeah, definitely. Because that's when people need to have the conversation. If you are saying, okay, if you're trying to determine what their intention is, upfront.
Yeah.
If you're not looking for a girlfriend, okay, I get it. We're not looking for a relationship here. That might be bring your duration down a little bit because, you know, it might bring it down. Okay, I'm just looking to smash. Okay, all right. I'm not really looking for that, but okay. You know. And then just if you have that conversation, you know what you're looking for. Because people, that's where they make their mistakes at. They make their mistakes at the point of saying, oh, I like this person, but you don't know what their intent is. You know? If your intent is just to rub on my booty and look at me, then tell me that's what your intent is. Because some people, they pretend very well. Honey, listen. They pretend so well that you don't even know anymore. And one particular person one time, I posted something on my Facebook page. And it's so funny because the thing is this. I asked, am I here just for your viewing pleasure? What that means is that you don't care about anything that's in my mind. You don't care how much education I may have. You don't care what I do for a living. You don't care. All you see is this outer person. And I'm just here for your viewing pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And when somebody said, yep, when that particular person said, yep, I knew then, like, oh, no, No, it'll never work. It would never work for other reasons. But now you just put your nail in your own coffin and sucker, you'll be shipped. Like, you've done it. Like, I'm for real. That's what it is for me. Because I will tell people, I am so much more than this little pretty face. I'm so much more. I am funny as shit. I'm funny. I say funny things. I make myself laugh. I say some funny stuff. I know I do. And without that funny stuff in my life, you know, that you're like, oh, she said something funny. She's got, she's witty. Oh, she's kind of cool. Like, there's so much more to it. And so, yeah, I'm funny. Kind of funny if I don't know what to talk. But, you know, it's just, it is what it is. I just don't understand, you know, some people. But it's okay. Because when they said, yep, I said, well, there goes another one bite in the dust. That's what it is for me. I'm not here for your viewing pleasure. I'm not here for it. And I like looking at me, too. Heck, I like looking at other people. But...
I completely agree. 100%. I'm the same way. Like, I just, I think I just think it's so, the whole dating thing would be so much easier if you just were upfront and honest about it.
I agree.
Like, it's not just men, it's men and women. Because I had this friend, her daughter was a thought in training. There's no other way to put it. In training, yeah. And I just, and for the life of me, I couldn't figure out, like, why it was always, like, a back and forth with her and anybody she was dealing with. It's because of you. Like, your intentions aren't clear. Like, that man want to be with you, but you want to play with everybody and him. No, that don't work like that. You can't do that at all. And she always be like, well, no, you got to be honest with yourself. Like, just say you're not ready for a relationship. Just be honest.
All you have to be. Honesty will get you so much further than you telling me a good old lie.
Exactly.
Because I find out that you told me a lie, I promise you on everything that I like and I love, that you're going to regret telling me a lie. And you know, I, being a part of my heritage, I don't like the fact that I have dreams sometimes.
Okay.
I don't like it. I wish that I didn't have dreams, but I do. And sometimes my dreams come through so vivid that if you done told me a lie, your lie will come out in my dream. And if I ask you about it, you might as well just go ahead and tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well. Because that girl, listen, I caught this one person in a lie so bad. I was like, are you serious? Are you really about to tell me this lie? Like, really? So don't lie to me. Please don't lie to me. If your intent is to do whatever, say that's what your intent is. At the end of the day, I know what pile you go into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely don't want no thoughts in training. I don't want... Mm-mm. No. I just can't. I can't. But, you know, thoughts in training.
Definitely
one for me. That is a new one for me.
Yeah, and she wanted to do whatever she wanted to do, and then because she was doing it, her daughter was doing it too. They just running around doing whatever she wanted to do, and then these poor guys are chasing after her, and she don't want to be bothered.
I think, you know, people need to be grown up. I guess it's the grown up edition of the Friday nightcap.
Yeah.
We're just going to be grown up. We're going to be grown people, and we're going to tell the truth, and we're going to say what our intent is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And what people don't realize is sometimes by you being truthful and being honest, it gets you closer to what you want, depending on what it is. You tell a big bold-faced lie, that shit puts you further away from it. It will take you further away from what you want.
Right. That's a whole nine old monkey.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
You know,
funny.
This is sad. I just realized that our male counterpart is missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, I don't know why either.
Aww. Well.
I don't know. I hope the kids ain't kidnap him.
I hope it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're gonna kind of switch gears here.
Okay.
Because I think the kids might be asleep by now. I don't know. If you do have kids listening to this show, put them to sleep at this point. We'll take them in the room and put them in bed. Right now. Because I want to talk to my friend about why she decided that she wanted to laugh at me earlier today.
Oh. You mean like on that post? Why I want to laugh at you? Because that post is hilarious. Because you and somebody else were trying to low-key flirt on a post, and I saw it. So it was my civic duty as a friend to make fun of y'all, because that's in the friend handbook.
What? Where does that say that at?
It's in the, see, the thing is, when you download Facebook, you know it gives you the authorization. You got to look through it. You got to read through the fine print. It's right there.
I ain't never, and I read everything. And that person that you tried to talk about as well, they know I read everything because of something that we had to do last week. They realized I read everything before I signed my name to anything. But I need y'all to understand, I am not this person. I am a lady.
Wait a minute, what? See, first of all, you know, this is how you know it's some bullshit, because you said it and you started laughing before I started laughing at it. That's how you know that's bullshit. This is what you did. You said, I am a lady. How you laughing already?
Because it's funny.
It's funny that you think you a lady.
But I am a lady. I am a lady. I'm classy.
I understand. Yes. I believe you. And all 32 of y'all
on my own,
when you're trying to convince me that you a lady, I hear all your octaves. I believe you.
But my tattoo on my left wrist says classy lady.
Yep, yeah, I believe
sure
it.
Does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was there. You was classy lady when you got it. Now, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a lady at all times.
I read between the lines on that post, honey. I read all them lines.
Whatever. There was nothing to read. Nothing there. Nothing to see here. Move along.
It was. I'm sorry. I saw it. And you know the sad thing about it is that I saw the post and I was like, oh, she's just being a mess. And then you know what? I was scrolling. Then I started scrolling on somebody else's page. And then I came back. I was like, wait a minute. How many comments this thing got? Oh, no. Let me check this out. I read all between them lines, honey. He said he wanted you to fuck up his life. That's what him said. And you said you was going to do it.
I don't mess up people's lives.
That, okay, I see, only, now here we go. Here we go. Let me go find this post.
No,
come on,
I don't mess up lives.
You getting ready to tell me.
Mm-hmm. I don't mess up lives. I simply enhance them a little bit. What? I give fair warning when it comes to me. You know that. I give fair warning. And to the world, they don't know what I do. They hear what I say, but they don't know. They don't go into that room with me. They don't hang out with me inside of my house. They don't do anything. I'm always in my house by myself. How do y'all know? I could be telling a story. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know nothing. I could be telling a story.
Excuse me. I misquoted. What was said was, the post says, for those of you who are not, you know, not in our group or you don't follow the page, which I suggest that you do, it says, this pussy will fuck up your world, little boy. And the little boy in the picture says, well, fuck me then. So then in the comments, if you go and you read the whole little thing, this particular person said, please fuck up my world. And Miss Amaj put, and shall. Now, nobody was supposed to see this. This magically didn't happen. The problem is that we are a bunch of nosy people. So I bypassed the post. I was like, okay. And then I came back and I was like, something said, look at the comments. I look at the comments. Really now? And somebody had put up a little meme. It said, the fuck is going on in here? I might as well say, oh, nothing. I simply said, in my Tamar voice, this tea, because this is getting juicy. So for the rest of the post, she going to deny that ain't nothing happening. Ain't nobody see what we saw. We saw it. We all saw it. We saw you low-key flirting, trying to mess up this man's life and possibly put him in the hospital for doing something strange to him. It's not, we get it. Like, he don't have to lie.
I hate you.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to have to figure out if I'm going to forgive you or not.
How you going to forgive? You did it. You posted it, and he commented, and
because
you commented back.
I thought it was funny. When I saw it, I was like, oh, this is funny. That's what I said. I thought about it. I didn't think anything of it. Like, also, if I saw anything of it, I wouldn't have put it there, and I would have sent it directly to whom y'all saw I was low-key flirting with. Or sent it to them. I thought it was pretty funny and kind of honest. And all the same breath, I mean, I can't help that's what they said, and I responded.
Anyway, that was a mess, and she's trying to cover it up, talking about there's nothing to see here. She don't know what we're talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I saw it. You know I was going to see it. And I turned my little notifications on so I can get all the comments on that post, honey. I was waiting for a reply. Yep. Your first.
Whatever.
All I'm saying is don't put them in the hospital.
I'm not. I would never do any of that to anybody. I am a lady, and I do not do things like that. I'm a lady. In my Sinead voice.
You better hope it don't rain no lightning and thunder.
Nope. I just feel like I'm just gonna run with this story today because this is too funny. But anyway, that's funny. And nobody else knows. Like, y'all think y'all know, but y'all have no idea. No idea whatsoever. No. Nope. That's funny. I'm a little tickled. Y'all give me joy. So, yeah.
That just tickled my spirit, as you would say. I enjoyed that little laugh this afternoon. Look at this over here flirting. Look at this.
I knew it was time for me to take a nap because my spirit was uneasy.
Oh,
it wasn't level.
Okay, now let me ask you this: was this like a regular nap, or this was a private time nap?
It was my regular nap. Shut up.
It was a private time nap.
No, it was a regular nap. It meaning of as soon as I logged out of the system, I got my pillow and my blanket and I went to sleep. So it was a regular old nap. But I could feel my levels fluctuating. That's why I said, I got to take a nap. Because at this point now, it's been 2 weeks. And it's going on 3. Let me tell you something. Does it make it a month? We're going to have a problem on our hands. My attitude's going to shift. Y'all not going to like me. You're going to want me drunk all the time. So.
I'm not going to be dealing with that attitude. I'm sorry. Somebody, you got to figure that out. I'm not putting up with it.
But May encourages us. We know why May encourages us. People like us because May is National Masturbation Month. So listen, I can have a private nap time all I want to in May because I'm celebrating. So, yes, I encourage everybody else to celebrate as well. I encourage it.
I sure will.
True to
heck. We did the 30-day challenge in April for Poetry Month. I'm pretty certain we could do the we could definitely handle the masturbation. We got this covered. I will gladly participate. No problem.
Yeah. We definitely we did good for April. We definitely stuck to it. Every single day for National Poetry Month. And thank you to everybody else who appreciate it. So we did 30 days. We can do this. We can do this for May. And if somebody don't like it, guess what? You can kiss all my tails because I'm going to participate in that sucker. So, and I encourage it. I think just so... wish I could get in contact with those young ladies that I had that conversation with a couple of weeks ago about them not having
with them not doing that or whatever.
Oh, Lord. Jesus Christ.
But I'm trying to find this picture, but somebody posted something else that I was looking at. But yeah, I think that they could do it. And these young ladies had told me that they had never done that before, and that bothers me. It bothers everything inside of me. I'm sorry. It did something to my spirit, and I wanted to say, why don't you know how to do this? Why don't you, what? No, who does things like this? So, it bothered me some, just a little bit, just a tad. They will eventually come around with that life because I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I'm posting it now on the Facebook page. So we're going to see if anybody's going to, well, on my Facebook page. So I put it on the group site. And no. Okay, cancel. On the fan page and in the group. And you know what? I've been thinking, maybe we should allow some more people to come into the group. I don't know, but I'll think about it. Maybe when sometimes when I have my bright ideas, they be bright, but then they slowly dim.
Mm-hmm.
Slowly dim.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a bright idea person. Yes, I am. But sometimes my ideas, they backfire on me. What you saying like that, Jesus? That's right.
Because your bright idea this afternoon was like, I'm just going to throw this little tidbit out here. Nobody going to see it. Wrong.
First of all, I did it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they responded last night. Now, what you saw this morning was a day old at this point. So, who's to say I didn't do that yesterday? But I didn't, but who's to say?
What? You a mess. You are a trip.
What? I did nothing. What are you talking about?
You know what? You're absolutely.
At the end of the day, I am a lady.
Mm-hmm.
I may be a perverted lady, but I'm a lady. Okay? You just remember that.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Now it's funny. But at the time, I was like, ooh, this is getting juicy.
But now what? Now you think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely funny.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is funny. Why is it funny? I would like to know.
Because you low-key flirting. It's funny.
I don't flirt.
You're right.
I'm horrible at lying. I'm horrible at it. I can't do it. Because I think I'm funny. Because I'm funny. I flirt a little bit. Just a little bit. I may have flirted a little bit more on Instagram earlier today. But that's about it.
Mm. want.
It's okay. I love it. I think it's cute. It's funny. It was entertaining me. I enjoyed it. Got to flirting.
You stupid. Shut up.
It's okay. I think everybody deserves to be flirted with sometimes. Even the different looking people. As I am perusing through my timeline, see what the rest of the Facebook world is doing. I am perusing. Oh, ain't that precious? I don't have anything on my timeline. It's nothing interesting today. Now, normally I have some really interesting things, but no, I don't have anything interesting today. But wait a minute, I do have something. So, did you see my random question today?
No, I did not, ma'am, but I will check it out.
Okay. So my random question of the day is, how okay are you with your significant other posting new pics on Facebook openly with their face and all on their Facebook page, not in a group setting, but in a public setting of Facebook? Like, 'cause you know some groups, they allow those kind of pictures with some guidelines. But, like, really, how okay are we with this? I'm asking. You have to tell me what you think.
I am trying to find it.
It's in the group.
Okay. Let me go check it out.
Nobody has answered, but...
Oh, okay. How... okay, are you with your mate? No. We're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. We're not going to do that as a couple. Nope, not going to do it. No.
I mean,
there was a time I was all for it, but no.
It's not like they are together in the pictures. It's like one person in the relationship is just showing all of their good to the world. All of them. Every last piece.
Okay.
To the tutor.
So. Okay, Ann. So. That might be cool for you, and that might be cool for this one and that one, but me?
I'm not okay with it. I'm not that person. I'm not that girl.
No.
I'm not. If I see it, and I know, and then you can't say to me, "Oh, that's not me." Honey, that's not me. You must have forgot that. I've seen it, so therefore, how you can tell me it is not you? Back on some real stuff. Like, you can't tell me that. That's you, boo boo. That's
you. Mm-mm. I'm not. I can't do it.
I don't.
No, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. No, I'm not doing it. You're not doing it. We're not doing it together.
I can't. I'm thinking, you know, that's good for us together. Like, we can be, you know, take some pictures and they're ours. It's not for the world to see. You know, but this particular situation, I was like, what? And this is what I did, literally. I had to double check and make sure that it was my timeline I was looking at and not his own group.
Mm-hmm. No,
I just couldn't do it.
This
is on my timeline. Like, this is not saying such and such posted in group such and such. No.
Oh.
It just says that such and such posted. And
this is on
their Facebook page.
Maybe they did it by accident.
Honey, no, I don't think so. Let me go look back at their page.
Because sometimes when
I'm
you do stuff on
the
phone,
it's been
real
there. Quick, it's been there for 4 hours.
Oh, well then,
I'll type the pictures to him.
Oh, it's a bunch of them. It's not even just one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh. Oh, no, that's not good. I thought maybe if it's like one, they did it by accident, but if it's, oh, no.
Mm-mm. It's not accident. No. No. It's no accident. None. Because there's multiple pictures, and just not one today. It's caught my attention a couple of times, but today it caught my attention completely.
Oh my.
Mhm. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-mm. No, I guess, you know what, I used to be team all for it, but I think it was just I had to grow up a little bit, because now, you wouldn't catch me. No.
Look at you growing again. Look at you growing, shit.
Yeah.
Look at you. What are you doing?
Becoming an adult. But no, I wouldn't. I would not dare. Nope.
I couldn't.
Mm-mm. I mean, I might be like, it might be like a little sexy. Something sexy, but just not full-blown, like, racy. Like, something's hanging out. Like, you'll get cleavage, but you won't get, like, nipple. You're not going to get nipple. You're not going to get that.
Yeah. I mean, you can catch me giving you some cleavage every now and again. You can catch me. It's only because that's the way my shirt is made. That's the only way you're going to catch me, because that's the way my shirt is made. But, you're not going to, I can't give you anything,
yeah.
I couldn't. And that kind of was like, today I was like, oh, wow, really? We just went so far left with that today. Like, you went left earlier in the week. I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
Wow, like, but they didn't even wait till Friday? They just, oh.
But today, I mean, you listen. That's all I got to say. And so, yeah. That was definitely something that was interesting to see on my timeline. So that's why I was like, yeah, I had to ask, like, is it okay for people to do this? Like, in somebody's world, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's world is okay. My it's okay. Because if I find your Peter anywhere.
Okay,
yes,
hello.
I said your Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. We don't have a problem. Now
you have an
embarrassing
problem. No. I don't want nobody to say that they saw your business on Instagram. Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I cannot answer
my friend. My friend did not ever tell me. She, you know, I was on my Instagram and I was scrolling, and do you know that I seen your boo ball sack on my nope. Mm-mm.
Speaking of things on Instagram, did you see the article I posted earlier this week about Instagram taking some emojis off of Instagram? And that they find them offensive.
I didn't even entertain that mess.
Mm-mm. But it was
mm-mm.
funny because I want to talk about it right now. I think I've got 15 minutes left in the show. I want to talk about it right now. So, Instagram, and if this is for anybody who has not saw this article, Instagram has been the eggplant emoji. Offensive due to when people use it, they seem to be talking about men's private parts. So they have found certain emojis are not usable now on Instagram. Now, how did they stop you from using an emoji? I don't know. I think that you can't search by emojis at this point for it. So I found that to be a little interesting.
No, you just got
to
use the hashtag. You got to use the hashtag eggplant something or another. But what they need to get rid of is this ratchet-ass hashtag ebony.
Hmm? What's that?
Yeah. Oh, don't click on it. Don't do it. But yeah, it's a hashtag. It's ebony, and it's just a convention of ratchetness.
I don't know. I've never heard of it, so therefore I'm not gonna work with
it. Don't do it, because like I said, I'm nosy. So I was on Instagram one day, and everybody was like, "Oh my God, my eyes!" when I clicked on the hashtag ebony. What is the problem with everybody in this ebony business? Oh, so what, we don't like black people now? Is that the thing now? So, me being nosy, I clicked on it, and I immediately wished that I didn't. I was very upset for the rest of the night. I went in the bathroom, and I had, you know, the crying. You ever seen the crying game? That little shower scene that they had? Yeah, I had a crying game shower. It was terrible. It's just the most ratchet thing I've ever seen. Mm-mm, just ratchet. It's just like all the worst pictures that you could find, and you just put them on Instagram.
Wow. I don't know if I want to go look for that. I don't know yet. Wow. Okay, so another random thing here, and I'm, like I said, I'm perusing my timeline. This question just popped up on my timeline. A lady just saw a video of a man sucking his own Peter. And she said that she got to thinking to herself, what I want to be with a man who could suck his own Peter. And the answer is no. Hell
no.
No.
No, because why? See, I'm not. Why are you trying to steal my job? No. And second of all, if you no. So what happens? I got questions. So what happens when you like? What happens when you get ready to come? Like, do you just like? That's too much.
Oh, Jesus!
I have questions about that.
In my mouth.
I have questions about that. See, I nope.
Mm-mm.
Pineapples, I don't like it. I can't do it. I don't like it.
I promise you, good random things. Y'all think I'd be playing when it comes to my turn, but I be saying it's instead. Damn y'all. You just take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. I can't with it. I can't. What am I going to do? I can't sit back and just watch you.
No. No, I'm not going to watch you do that. I'm not gonna watch that. No. Once you say, how do you even bring that up in a conversation? Like, how do you, like, hey, look what I can do. Like, that's something. Like, if you double join it, or you know, you can cross your eyes, or you can do something weird with your fingers, but you don't just be like, look what I can do, and then you wind up sucking your own dick. Like, you don't do that.
That's not a power trick that you want to show.
No. That's not one of the tricks that you bust out after you had a couple drinks. Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't even watch that. Like, I'd leave you to it. Like, no. No, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
And what do you want to do with?
No, as I'm going home. I'm leaving them to let him handle himself, and I'm going home. No, I'm not watching that. I'm not dealing with that. No.
Wow. I can't even.
Mm-mm. That's too much. That's OD.
I'm done with that conversation. I'm sitting here reading what they're saying on that particular post, and I'm done with that conversation. I don't even want to have it with nobody else. I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. They just solidified all that for me because, honey, I'm done talking to them.
I don't want to have no more conversation. Made my insides turn. Meant to turn on the inside. Turn a lot.
I have questions. Like, so. I have a bunch of questions about that. And then, okay, so I got another one, right? So what if it's been a minute, right?
And he's doing it, and, you know, sometimes, you know, it only takes that one good lick. And then Jen's like, how does that work?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I have been, I've been violated.
I feel like I won't put all my clothes on. Like, I feel as if, you know, that something has violated my soul. To see something or to imagine something like that. One, I no longer have a job. Two, when it comes to you and I. So if you can do that yourself, does that make you gay that you can do that to yourself and that you're okay with the outcome? Like, I need to understand. Is it okay? Like, it's definitely a double standard because, you know, you have some women who enjoy what they do to themselves, and they may stick their finger in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely a double standard there. But are we okay with that? Like, I don't know. I don't know how okay I would be. I don't know. Honey, I done wrapped my sweater around me like 3 times. And just
yeah, they are.
It's like I'm cold.
I don't know. I mean, how do you even tell somebody some mess like that? Like, you just do it? Like, I have questions.
I don't know. Right, that's not in the get to know you conversation. Oh, yeah, and by the way, you'll get the biggest side eye from me. And I don't even know how to cross my eyes, but I would learn how to cross my eyes just for that.
Just for you. Because that's absolutely like crazy.
No. At all. I have nothing for the world for that. Nothing. Like, I literally put out of that, so I didn't want to have that conversation anymore. That made my head hurt a little bit. Even though I've had a headache for the past 3 days. That right there just brought my headache back. Just for a little while. I'm going to take my good old pee before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll go away.
And try to forget this whole thing.
You're like, did I really have this conversation? Please tell me I did. Like, it's one of them ones where it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Like, okay. But, you know, that's how that thing goes, honey.
I'm not thinking about it. Let me get my feel right now.
We were on a lighter note. Somebody was talking about my accent earlier today.
Mhm.
My accent is not that bad.
Mhm.
It's really not, because I listened to somebody else's accent who's something like mine, and I was like, "You sound terrible." So. Don't talk about my accent no more. Thank you. Appreciate it. I know I have one. And that it is mine.
That's all.
Still giving me the heebie-jeebies. I don't like it.
I'm trying to change the subject, gal.
What in the world? We're not going to go back to that, because I don't want that bad taste in my mouth. I don't want that. I don't want to think sitting at home, not even sitting at home, sitting somewhere else, not at home, wondering if my man can do that to himself. No, I'm not going to have that thought. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do it. It's just like, okay, so I have probably never told anybody this story, but it was a guy that was trying to talk to me one time. And this, you know what, this is actually a good thing. I was talking to somebody else about it too. Could you openly date a bisexual man? And so I remember, you know, while I was in college, and anybody who knows me knows that I've always dated athletes. Always. I've dated basketball players. I've dated football players. I've dated baseball players. You know? And so I was getting to know this guy from Tennessee. He played football at Tennessee State. And I was getting to know him, you know, it's like, awesome, yeah. And so one day, he says to me, you know, I need to tell you something. And I said, oh, what you need to tell me? And he says to me, you know, I've been with men before. And I say,
Okay.
I said, well, okay. Good for you. I've been with men. Like, I'm in my head, I'm like, I've been with men too. What, you know, what do you mean? Because I'm sure you're not talking about the same thing that I'm talking about. But that right there, at that time, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm being introduced to a bisexual man. And I'm like, I don't know how well that would go over with me. Like, I have friends who, like, I have gay male friends. I love them dearly. They just don't discuss their sexual life with me because I don't want to know anything about it. They have bisexual friends. I get it. There are bisexual men out there. I get it. You're just not for me. So me and my friends, I'm going to speak. We were discussing that, and it was just very interesting. So could you, I mean, like, seriously, could you see yourself dating a bisexual man?
Absolutely not.
Okay. See, that was a simple answer. It was simple.
Nothing long, nothing hard. Absolutely not, because I can't, it's bad enough that I have to deal with, well, not deal with, but I have to think about, you know, you stepping out on me with a woman. Now I got to think about you stepping out with me, on me with Tyrone from down the street. No, I'm not dealing with that. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No. I can't do it. There's a lot of things that I can't do in this life. Now, you can do it on your own time, but just don't include me.
That's all. Absolutely.
So,
I agree.
All right. So, we're going to have our new show on up for this evening. Taylor, it's been good having this good old random girl talk with you because our male counterpart didn't show up for work tonight.
Who knows?
But we had a good time. We talked about some good stuff around here. Sometimes it's really good for us girls to kind of just hang out for a little while. So we'll be back around next week to hang out with you all. Hopefully our male counterpart will decide to bring his ass to work. But, you know, we enjoyed you all tonight, and hopefully we have entertained you all this evening, and we will see you next week, and enjoy your weekend. It will be right before Mother's Day next week, and it will be after Cinco de Mayo. Hey, we're supposed to celebrate Cinco de Mayo tonight, but anyway. We'll talk about Cinco de Mayo next week and have some tequila shots and drink Coronas and sip on margaritas or something. But
absolutely.
Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Good night.
Good night.